Dustin and Maria Starr here to invite you to the Championship Wrestling Drive-In Spooktacular, presented by Pro Shingle, Halloween Day at 3 p.m.
Watch pro wrestling from the comfort of your own car. One low price gets your car load in for all the action, including Halloween candy, food trucks, kids' Halloween costume contest presented by Party Works, and more.
AEW's Marco Stunt and Peter Avalon will be in action, plus your Saturday morning favorites.
Tickets benefit the Hero Empowerment Center. Get yours today at ChampionshipWrestlingMemphis.com.
This episode is brought to you by Spunk Lube. Spunk Lube is the perfect blend of water and silicone. It is an all-purpose personal lubricant that can be used for any occasion. You will love the natural feeling and look of it. It is safe for sensitive skin. Go to spunklube.com and tell them Shootin' the Shiznit sent you.
You didn't know? Well, your ass better. Well, you better tell someone. Tell someone about STSpod.club. Tell them now. Call them. Text them. Tell them. Telegram. Send them video messages. Whatever. Tell them.
Do you want to be a professional wrestler? Train with a legend at the School of Morton. Go to RickyMortonOnline.com or call 423-297-7623. Tell him STS Pod sent you. Dynamite! Before we get to the show, I just want to remind everybody, I'm live from, no, guys, I'm not in a studio with the boys tonight, but I want to remind everybody that I love my mama. That's right. And also, coming up this Friday is our special G1, that's right, third annual G1 Cool Kids Countdown, the top performers of the G1 tournament. Did I say G1? That's right, G1. And Monday, a special day release of Cool Kids Countdown with the legend, Ricky Morton. The month of Morton with the famous Ricky Morton as I count down my favorite tag teams. And he tells us what he thinks about them. All right, now on with the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another AEW Dynamite special review show. Not from STS Studios, but from P3 Radio Studios here in beautiful Jackson, Tennessee. BT is out on ball surgery assignment. Horrible incident with a weed eater, but we wish him a speedy recovery. But we are here to fill in the gaps, and I am Richard Mulliken from P3 Radio, and I am joined by my co-host, the sexiest baby of 1983, the Mr. Dixie Youth Champion, and best friend, Josh Brawley. Say hey, Josh.
Well, how's it going, everybody? And man, I am so glad that this show is dedicated to the healing of BT's balls.
Exactly, Josh. There is one thing that we can get over tonight is that when two become one, sometimes it's not a great thing. And we just want to keep BT in our thoughts and prayers tonight as we go through this AEW show. But Josh, we're not alone. Tonight we are joined by one of my greatest foes in wrestling. He was the pretty boy to my not-so-pretty boy. He was everything that I wasn't in the ring, like an athlete and talented. but he's also one of my best friends in wrestling because, like I said, every time we get together, it's just like me and you. We pick up right where we left off. In fact, he also saved my life one time at a birthday party. Yes, my own birthday party. About 10 years ago, I attempted a keg stand, and CJ and Chris O'Neill held me upside down, and Chris O'Neill healed on my ass. He wanted me to go Christopher Reed. He wanted me to go head first into the concrete, and CJ, on the video, I still got the video. I'll show it to you next week on P3 Radio, available on all iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you can find this show. You can find P3 Radio, all one word, but I'll show you the video this week on our show of CJ saving my life. We have the Mid-South Unified Heavyweight Champion, Christian Jacobs. Christian Jacobs, CJ, man, I'm glad to have you on the show.
Appreciate it, man. Glad to be here.
And thank you for saving my life that night. I think video evidence shows that you were the only one that held me up when O'Neill just kind of went into business for himself and was like, let me paralyze this guy and drop him on the concrete.
Well, we've been around him enough to know, you know, you got to pay attention to what he does at all times.
But guys, tonight we are reviewing the Blackjack Show of October. Yes, October 21st. It's the Blackjack Show of October's AEW Dynamite. And what we do here, CJ, you're new, so we'll start this off kind of slow. We like to review the show. It's an open table format. If you're new to listening to AEW Dynamite on STS Pod, you don't know that. So we're going to ask four or five simple questions, and we're going to give our reviews on it, starting with Josh. Josh, what did you like about the show tonight?
Well, I'm going to have to take a page out of your book, Richard, because there wasn't nothing that just like really, really, really stood out to me like this is the absolute best, but I've got just a couple of things. And number one, numero uno, is I'm loving Team Taz now, man. Like, I just really hadn't seen it, or maybe they didn't feature them right before, but I mean, the way they came out there and, you know, they gave Ricky Starks the mic after Taz cut like an extremely heartfelt promo. I thought he was going to stroke. He was like wheezing and stuff. He was screaming so bad. And Ricky Starks, you know, I've wanted to truly hate him because, you know, of things, you know, outside of wrestling and stuff. But I mean, I truly believe that he is an asshole, and that when I'm watching wrestling, that's all I want is you to make me believe. And I think right. If they keep Ricky Starks in that same light, you know, and not want to swap him and try to turn him into a good guy, because a good guy he is not. You know, the look on his face is a money heel. I absolutely love that. And, you know, my other light for the show has to be the tournament, the way that it's going, Hangman and Wardlow next week. That is the match that I've been looking forward to for a long time now, because everybody knows I'm high on Wardlow. He's got that look, man. He's a beast, but he's a wiry beast. So he could be a potential opponent for Lance Hoyt as well, you know, the Murder Hawk, I mean, in the future. But next week, Hangman and Wardlow, that I'm predicting that is going to be the best match on the card.
I tell you what, let's go now to the Mid-South Unified Heavyweight Champion, CJ. CJ, tell us first, how can we find where you're going to be wrestling at next? And then tell us what you liked about AEW tonight.
Well, I'll be in Dyersburg Saturday night at Pro Wrestling Mid-South. That's about all I'm doing right now. I'm just kind of, you know, taking it easy on bookings, you know. I'm not really wanting to get out much, so that's where I'm at pretty much every Saturday right now. Awesome. Over at the Herb Welch WrestlePlex.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with watching CJ wrestle. Like I said, one of my favorite opponents of all time. CJ, what did you like about tonight's AEW Dynamite show?
Well, like he said, Wardlow, I got a thing for him too. I think he's going to be a big star if he's used right. I think he could probably be one of the biggest baby faces in the world if he turned on MJF, you know, stood up to him or whatever.
Yeah.
But he just has this look about him where I don't, you know, he's too good as a heel. His face and everything, he's a monster heel that can move.
Right.
I really like Pentagon and Phoenix because you always see something crazy with them. So that was a crazy match. They hit some moves I've never seen before. I mean, Ray Phoenix, he does stuff that just leaves you there with your mouth open. I don't understand how he can do some of that.
So yeah,
I mean, I could try, but
I would give it the best effort, but it would come up way short. So you guys are both on Wardlow's jock. Here's my message to you.
Hey, whatever you have to do, you do the motherfucking shit. The motherfucking.
I hit the wrong button.
Obviously.
So you guys are both on Wardlow's jock. Well.
Well, guess what, motherfucker? We all are.
Yes, I too don't want to hear the motherfucker, whatever you got to do. And we all are on Wardlow's jock. I thought it was a great solid match for the start of AEW tonight with Wardlow and Jungle Boy. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, please, God, don't let this be a straight-up match. But the psychology and the moves where Jungle Boy was using his full body weight against Wardlow with the double knees to the stomach, you know, the double boots, he's fighting his life off. He's trying to stay away. I thought it was excellent psychology. It's not the norm of what you normally get from AEW, which is just spot, spot, spot. It was a lot of high-impact moves that made sense. It was a la the Bill Dundee with the double stomp or the shorter guys that were in wrestling that just made a living off of being David and Goliath. I thought that opening match was awesome. Britt Baker and Tony Schiavone's relationship is still fun. I came in tonight not an Eddie Kingston fan, like just because I didn't know him. And I think as a Southerner, we are conditioned to believe any of those Yankees up there that talk so much about themselves are just blowhards and yada, yada, yada. But tonight, his promos against Moxley, even though I know he doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell of winning that match, the build of it superseded the championship. Like, I want to see the match now, which could be a good thing and a bad thing if you're the champion, but... you know, his promo skills were off the charts. And in fact, all the pre-taped interviews were great. Omega's new attitude that took one finisher from Kenny Omega. Like, that was a big thing. Like, one finisher from Kenny Omega and got the win. This is the way they should have been booking him all along. The pitcher-in-pitcher seems to have improved. But the thing that I like the most, Brian Cage, and he's been doing this for a couple of weeks now, his subtle tribute to his trainer, Chris Kanyon, with the Who Better tagline. The Who Better Than Chris Kanyon was, you know, Who Better Than Chris Kanyon? Who Better Than Brian Cage? But Who Better Than Chris Kanyon was the line that Chris Kanyon always used. And I thought Chris Kanyon was always one of the underrated performers in wrestling. He was always the go-to when you needed someone trained in WCW or they went Ready to Rumble was all filmed around Chris Kanyon's moves. He did most of the move sets in there and he did a lot of the video game moves. So, to not see him get his due, I think Brian Cage doing that is awesome. And it's good to see that he's paying tribute to his mentor like that. So next up, guys, we're going to go with what you didn't like. We've got through what you liked. What did you not like? And I tell you what, we'll start with the unified heavyweight champ, Christian Jacobs. Christian, what did you not like about tonight's show?
Jericho MJF. That was god-awful. I mean, I know there's entertainment. Some people like it. That one kind of fell flat for me tonight. It was well, I mean, they did a good job with it as far as the routine went, but I just sat there staring at the screen like, why are they doing this, you know?
Yeah.
And it's hard to say because I love everything Jericho does, but I don't know, that was it was stupid to me, you know? I mean, I hate to say that. I really do hate to say that. Maybe. I love both those guys, but that was just dumb.
So you're saying it really made your dick soft?
Yeah, pretty much.
Turtle-headed that motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, it was an innie for a while. It was very confusing to me. For me, I'll say this. JR, one of the legends in the business. My biggest thing about JR is, even though he's one of the legends, one of the greatest, if you put Peyton Manning in a game right now and he threw 7 interceptions, you would still have to criticize him being throwing interceptions. So JR's weird incoherent blurps. What was he talking about when he said Wardlow's immaturity? You know, he was like, Wardlow's immaturity is going to get him. That's not his gimmick. He's a brute monster. He's not immature like a baby face, like would be immature or like a cocky heel. Or the all jacked up on Mountain Dew line, which was a throwback from Ricky Bobby days. They should probably just turn his mic off when Sonny Kiss matches are on, because everybody's going to get offended when he calls Sonny Kiss a she or uses the wrong pronoun. If they're going to keep going with the ego-driven Kenny Omega, they need to drop the comedy. You know, the once he performed in North Carolina line tonight was like, okay, come on. You know, you all these real accolades, but then you throw in the once he performed in North Carolina. Okay, you don't have to do that. You can talk him up. He's done enough spectacular stuff. Even though I love Tony Schiavone, that earring has serious heat with me. It's the only thing I can see. He looks like Nana. He looks like Nana got an earring. Justin Roberts might be the thing that I hate the most about the night, but I'm going to stop there and say Miro's storyline with the cheap Walmart arcade game that, you know, not an Xbox, not a PlayStation, not even a Wii or a Dreamcast. We're talking about a $100 video game that has like 5 built-in games. It's the dumbest angle since Bret Hart fought PCO over when he was the pirate over a leather jacket. That is probably one of the dumbest angles I've seen in wrestling so far. But Justin Roberts takes the cake is the worst thing I hated about tonight with his overpronunciation of Rey Fénix's name. Like, he sounded like a basic white girl when she orders Mexican food and then says, gracias. You know,
Hey, while we're on names, when did Pentagon change his name?
I don't know. I think it was
a couple weeks ago. It was something about the, I think like a copyright or something. Like they wasn't wanting to invest in that copyright. So he just went back to his old shit.
What's his name now? I guess I didn't catch that.
It's Penta L0M.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I guess it translates better in Spanish, but
yeah.
They switched it over without mentioning it at all.
Yeah.
Like, what there?
I think that for a while they were just calling him Penta, you know, and I think they could probably get away with that. Maybe go with another, like Hexa or I guess I can't do Octagon because that was a wrestler in Mexico, too. Maybe just try another Gon name.
Yeah. Penta would be fine. That's way too much. We're sitting here. I can't remember his name right now.
Yeah.
He's one of their top guys, and I can't tell you his name.
Well, hell, they're based out of Atlanta. Name him Pinto. That's what half of the rednecks watching call him anyways. Look at old Pinto and Rey Fénix. So
old Pinto can jump.
And then some racist epithets are thrown out. Anyways, Josh, what did you not like about the show tonight?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a like and a dislike. I mean, I started off really liking the way that it was laid out, and then it just, like that turtle head we was mentioning earlier. The Kenny Omega and Sonny Kiss match. I mean, we get the new Kenny Omega entrance, the weirdness with the Japanese girls and the brooms and stuff, but we get it. He's Kenny the Cleaner. That's what he was or whatever. He's trying to go back. And the announcers, mind you, were really putting that over. He's a new entrance. Maybe he's got a change in attitude and all this. And I'm thinking, thank God. Thank God. Because whenever I first saw Kenny Omega, he was a prickish heel in New Japan a few years ago or whatever. And I absolutely loved the character. I thought it suited him well. And then I haven't liked babyface Kenny Omega. Yeah. And I thought super heel turn Omega was going to be in full effect. He comes out, Sonny Kiss, 2 moves, done, super quick, 1, 2, 3. And then it happened. What does he do? He goes and picks up Sonny Kiss, fucking congratulates him apparently for losing the match,
yeah,
gives him encouragement, and then they hug it out. And I'm waiting for him to give him the clothesline, give him the nut shot, give him another one wing angel, do something. Nothing. He steps out, and I'm thinking, okay, he's going to get a broom. Maybe he's going to come back and break it over his fucking head. No, he just goes to the back. So you get all that excitement, and I know I wasn't the only one feeling that, because like I said, JR and Tony and all them, they were really pushing that. Oh, has he changed? Is he going to new attitude? And then nothing.
Right.
That really, really disappointed me.
Well, the only thing I can say about that is maybe the fact that he's doing that cocky thing where he walks up to the guy and celebrates with them after they lost. It's like that irritating, like, early Kurt Angle, you know, I'm a hero and I'm a good guy and I stand for what's right, you know. And even though you know he's about to turn that corner, maybe that's the route they're taking with him. Either way, we do want to remind everybody that October here at STS is the month of Morton. And if you're going to shave down that ball bag of yours, go ahead and do Manscaped. Listen to BT's earlier episodes. I'm sure he won't want to promote that now with that, you know, half empty sack that he's got thanks to Husqvarna 224L weed eater incident that he had earlier today. We didn't give the brand name for obvious reasons, and hopefully that's not a sensitive subject, but we're going to move right on to our next topic, which is the MVP of the night. Josh, who was the MVP of the night for you?
Well, I mean, aside you from giving Husqvarna that excellent endorsement commercial there.
But yeah, when you want to get rid of a weed.
For hopefully coming on through with the surgery, not getting an infection in that ball bag,
yeah,
and getting some hairs on that thing in no time. I'm going to have to say the MVPs, with an S, it's plural, FTR and Tully. I absolutely love the ending of the finale, if you will, of after the four-way scramble fuck death match or whatever, the four tag teams. I absolutely hate tag team matches like that.
Three jobbers.
I've never even been a fan.
Three jobbers and the Young Bucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't even like Survivor Series style matches, you know, when it was four teams and, you know, the first one or whatever. I hated that. But you know, after the match, the Young Bucks obviously won. I mean, who didn't see that coming?
Yeah.
But Tully comes in, and he was the incognito timekeeper with the mask on and all that. Then FTR hits the ring, and they do the old school, I'm going to break the high flyer's ankle. And they let Tully get in on the action too, man, with that old school brainbusters finisher, man. I was happier than a pig and shit at the end of that show.
I did love that too, although I think the mystery man, when they were trying to go, who is that guy? It's like, it's obviously Tully. I don't know who they're trying
Sting.
To say what?
I thought it was Sting for a minute.
Just give him a buckle bomb. That'll neutralize him. CJ, what was your, well, let's go to the champ here, Josh. What was your MVP moment of the night?
I don't really have one, honestly. I mean, nothing really stood out to me. I like Kenny starting to tease the cleaner gimmick coming back, but as far as in the ring, I probably go back to Wardlow. I mean, that match was great. It got him over big. The finish was crazy. That, like, F10 that he did, it was like, holy crap, you know? He just, I don't know. I think that's probably where I'd go. I didn't really see anything else that stood out, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think as well as you do, I think that match was a shocker because I wasn't expecting it to be that well. And, you know, he came out and he did his thing and he really showcased his abilities at not the expense of Jungle Boy. I mean, I thought he did a really good job of not burying Jungle Boy and getting over
on his own, you know, no MJF out there with him anywhere in sight. So he stood on his own tonight, and I thought he did a good job.
Yeah, I thought he did excellent. Well, my MVP of the night, you're not going to appreciate, CJ. Jericho and MJF could literally do anything, and I would like it. You know, I hate musicals, and I love tonight's thing.
That's probably the thing. I hate musicals.
Yeah,
that's probably it.
I hate musicals, too. I hate it when it's like, what are you doing, Richard? I'm jerking off to internet porn. You know, it's terrible to have, like, that back-and-forth banner in song. It's like, it's never been fun for me. I never liked it. Even trying to explain to my wife why I liked Pitch Perfect and how that wasn't a musical. A musical isn't a movie that has songs. A musical is a show that breaks down their dialogue in a song. And I, even though they did that tonight, MJF and Jericho were awesome. Their segment, you know, to me, was entertaining. It wasn't, was it believable? No, no one breaks out in song. But just their love fest with, their love fest with each other is really like taking it up a notch. You know, Jericho can do that with the whole, you know, thing that he did with KO. And you know MJF can do it from the thing he did with Cody. So, you know, you can see through both of them's bullshit. But it's just so awesome that they're having this love moment where you know the other one's waiting for the other one to stab them in the back. So my MVP for the night was Jericho and MJF. The next question, we'll start with the champ. What do you look forward to from here? We can say next week or we can say a week from now. What is something you're looking forward to from AEW?
Well, are they just having one more round next week and then the finals the week after that? Or?
Yes, I think the finals are at Full Gear.
Okay. I mean, I'm obviously looking forward to the Kenny and Hangman.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be great. I think that's probably when you're going to get the full turn from Kenny. I think they'll probably save it for that or close to it. But as far as next week, who is... I didn't pay attention to who's working next week.
Well, you've got Rey Fénix and you've got Kenny and you've got Wardlow and Hangman.
Okay. Both those would be great, but Kenny and Fénix would be, if they let them do their thing, that'll be great. That'll be awesome. So yeah, probably that one.
Yeah. He didn't become the champion from overanalyzing things, folks. He just goes out there and does his thing. So you got to
respect. I've always said, I don't think much. I just fight.
No. Yeah. That's what you got to do. If you overthink it, if you guess long, you guess wrong, right?
Well, I told you, I also don't pay total attention to what's going on. Well, I'm playing like FIFA or Madden or something when I'm watching it, so just be thankful I actually paid attention to the show tonight.
Well, you're supposed to kayfabe that and put yourself over a little bit harder. Well, I'll say this, and I'll go with what I'm looking forward to. I really hope they drag out this whole Jericho and MJF love affair, you know, that they've got going. I hope they drag it out for at least a year. I think a long, drawn out, when is it going to happen? When are these two guys going to get so sick of each other that they're going to just fight? And I think it leads to MJ, and well, I hope, and I've said this before, I hope this leads to MJF taking over the Inner Circle, a la Rock with Farouk back in the day when he took over the Nation of Domination. But I think this could be even bigger because as much as I love Ron Simmons, Farouk in the WWF wasn't as over as Chris Jericho is in AEW. Think about it. Who else has a theme song when they walk out that everybody in the crowd, even the heels, even the babies, sing that song? I mean, Chris Jericho is over. Even tonight when they were doing their skit, you could hear people applauding in the audience and clapping and loving it. So I think what I'm looking forward to most is when this happens and it blows up and people want to boo MJF and they want to cheer Jericho, this could be something special for AEW if they draw it out long enough and they don't jump the gun. Josh, what are you looking forward to?
Well, as I said earlier, I mean, I am super stoked about the Wardlow and Hangman match. And also, I mean, I'd like to see what happens with Kenny and Fénix. I think the Kenny Omega and Fénix match it's going to be better than the Fénix and Pentagram El Zero Miedo match or whatever. I got really mixed up on his name. He's had like 17 names in the last 2 years, so I'm trying to keep up. But you know, I'm looking forward to that tournament, and obviously it's going to be Kenny and Hangman in the end. I mean, if they let Wardlow get past Hangman, which maybe it would be interesting if Kenny, you know, jumps the shark and actually causes Hangman to lose to Wardlow, so he gets Wardlow in the finale or whatever. That would be interesting. But something that I just picked up on in the Cody Rhodes promo, I'm looking forward to where the heavyweight self-labeled giant killer Cody Rhodes is going. Who are they going to bring? Because obviously it's somebody that's not already there, because he's already had it out with Lance Archer, and well, there's not very many other giants in the company. But surely to God, they're going to import somebody from somewhere else or something. I mean, I would lose my shit if Jeff Cobb or somebody like that showed up. And I think somebody like that could really tear, you know, it down with Cody, but that will never happen. But, you know, he's labeled himself the giant killer for a reason. So I'm very intrigued to see where that goes.
Would it be hilarious if it was somebody like the Big Show or the Great Khali?
Right. It'd be a rotten ass match, but it'd look good on a poster.
They've already had Jeff Cobb in once for a one-shot deal. He wrestled John Moxley. Yeah. I don't know where they're going with that. That's pretty interesting to look into. But we're interested next week. We get the big semifinals. And then next week, Josh, it's me and you again. You know, ball surgery takes a long time. I mean, I can tell you that from experience. You know, ball surgery takes a long time.
And that's a shoot.
Yeah, it's a shoot. I mean, you got to.
You know, this whole time I thought you were kidding, but since you've mentioned it so much, that's a shoot. Like, he really had something wrong with him?
Maybe.
That son of a bitch floated away. He didn't find his left nut until, like, he was seven.
Oh, okay. So y'all are both talking about different things. CJ, Josh is talking about me. When I was young, I didn't have you can listen to it on P3 radio, but I had a non-descending testicle when I was young, and I had to have.
You had one nut. Just
ball,
say it.
Ball retrieval surgery.
You didn't have to tell me that. I was wondering about BT.
Well, he was trying to manscape with a Husqvarna 224L, which you can pick up at your local Lowe's or Home Depot if you're ever thinking about ending it. But speaking of ending it, Josh, we've got to end it. CJ, we've got to end it. Josh, tell the people where they can find our podcast, P3 Radio.
Now, are we going to do the thumbs up or thumbs down?
Do the
or
thumbs up and thumbs down. Don't tell me how to run this show, young man. I'll turn this ship around. No, thumbs up, thumbs down, and tell the people where they can find P3 Radio.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Just like BT with his accident, I'm going to act like I had an accident with a Husqvarna 572 XP chainsaw. Ooh. I'm only going to give this 3/4 of a thumb up. Ooh. Just like I snipped the nip off of it. Because, like, you know, like I said in the beginning, there was nothing that really just like, wow, you know, besides the very end. But, I mean, I could have dealt with some bit more of excitement during, you know, everything else. But, I mean, I can't say that it was a really, you know, it wasn't a bad show, but there was nothing that really popped, you know. So I have to give it 3/4. So, and if you do want to listen to our podcast, yes. P3 Radio, all one word, like you said, iTunes, and any damn podcasting app that you can find, search us. And on Twitter, we are at P3 Radio, the number one. On Facebook, put in that search bar, Pop Poncho, and you'll see our picture. And if you want to get with us the old school way, send us a text or leave us a voicemail. Our number is 731-300-6675.
So Josh giving us what he gave his wife on her honeymoon, 3/4 of a thumbs up. So 3/4 is what he's used to giving. CJ, what do you give tonight? Thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs in the middle. What you got?
Probably thumbs in the middle. There were two really good matches and then some stuff that was okay, some stuff that was forgettable. Yeah, probably in the middle.
And who do you have this weekend in Dyersburg when you take on somebody? Who are you taking on for your Mid-South Unified Heavyweight Championship?
The guy I beat last Saturday, the former champ, Michael Jablonski. So that will be interesting. Big dude.
What time and where could they find that again?
Bell time is 7:30. It's at the Herb Welch WrestlePlex in Dyersburg, across from the skating rink.
Go check that out. Tonight, guys, I'm going to split the difference. I'm going to go full thumbs up. I'm going to go full erect for this one.
Two balls in the sack
and the flagpole raised high. I really liked this show. I thought just what they did with all of the interview packages, all the pre-recorded stuff, the production, everything was what I wanted to see. It wasn't overdone. They still had some live stuff in the ring. You know, Eddie Kingston was getting on the verge of being overdone, but he made up for it with just true talent. He turned me around for liking him. Everything about tonight's show was a positive for me, so I'm going to give it a big thumbs up. I really enjoyed it tonight. Guys, any final thoughts? Josh, any final thoughts for tonight's show?
I mean, you know, nothing really. Like I said, I'm just hoping to see where Cody goes, because, like, he never does anything without purpose in that company. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If he does a promo, he's really going somewhere with it. And I'm anxious to see who they bring in. And like I said, that tournament final, it's going to be a fucking barn burner.
Yeah. Well, CJ, man, thank you for being a part of this AEW Dynamite. I think I told you earlier in a private text, I kind of handpicked you out. Just because, for selfish reasons, I haven't heard from you in a long time, and I missed you, man.
Well, I appreciate you thinking about me.
I do it a lot. A lot of the... No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. Just meant with, like, lotion. I'm okay, anyways. We're getting ahead of ourselves. I want to say best wishes to BT. He won't be here next week, but Josh, next week, we're going to be joined here on AEW Dynamite by the one, the only, Pro Shingles on... Dustin Starr, so we can't wait for that. He's a good friend of ours as well. Join us next week for AEW Dynamite on the best little podcast in the business. And as everyone knows, we love BT's mama. Thank you, guys.
Oh, man. It was a blast.
That's fun.
Dustin and Maria Starr here to invite you to live pro wrestling on Halloween Day.
That's right. It's the Championship Wrestling Drive-In Spooktacular presented by Pro Shingle and benefiting the Hero Empowerment Center.
Oh, yeah. Watch professional wrestling from the comfort and safety of your own car on Halloween Day at 3 p.m. in Memphis.
One low price gets your entire carload or truckload in for all the action, including Halloween candy, food trucks, kids' Halloween costume contest presented by Party Works, and more.
AEW's Marco Stunt and Peter Avalon will be in action, along with Watts, CC Chanel, Will Alday, and your favorites from Memphis Wrestling, Derek King, Alan Steele, The Posse, and more.
Ticket proceeds benefit the Heal the Hood Foundation of Memphis and the Hero Empowerment Center. For more information and to purchase your ticket, go to championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Halloween Day will never be the same.
This episode is brought to you by Spunk Lube. Spunk Lube is the perfect blend of water and silicone. It is an all-purpose personal lubricant that can be used for any occasion. You will love the natural feeling and look of it. It is safe for sensitive skin. Go to spunklube.com and tell them Shootin' the Shiznit sent you.
Oh, you didn't know? Well, your ass better. Well, you better tell someone. Tell someone about STSPod.club. Tell them now. Call them. Text them. Tell them. Telegram. Send them video messages. Whatever. Tell them.
Hey guys, do you remember the days when you were younger? You know what I mean, when you could look at that Victoria's Secret catalog and just the thought of it being in your mail made it stand to attention? Well now, if you're trying to get back to your glory days, there's hope for you. You can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed, because listen up, we're talking about BlueChew.com. Yes, blue like the color blue.
BlueChew.com brings you the very first chewable with the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, ready whenever. ever an opportunity arises.
Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor visits, no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy.
Right now, we got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com, get your very first shipment free when you use our special promo code STS, just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code STS, try it free.
Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast.
This episode is also sponsored by Manscaped.com. That's right, get 20% off and free shipping with the code STSPOD. That's 20% off with free shipping at Manscaped.com with promo code STSPOD.
If you're stuck in the house and still want to order food, go with Uber Eats. That's right. Download Uber Eats on your favorite device. Get $7 off your first order by using this code EATS-BRIANT247-90UE. That's EATS-BRIANT247-90UE. Did you enjoy that episode? Cash App Us, that's right. $BTSTS. Cash App Us, $1, $2. If you Cash App Us over $12, I'll give you 1 year of Patreon for free.
Graphic design is very important. Your logo is the first image potential customers see. What kind of impression would you want to make today? Need a podcast logo or a t-shirt design? KT does art. Her name has become synonymous with quality and professionalism in the graphic design community. She specializes in graphic design, painting, and more. She provides affordable commissions and professional quality with a timely delivery. Contact KT via email at kt_doesart@yahoo.com. Check out her Instagram at instagram.com/kt_doesart.
Hey, that was another great episode of Shooting the Shiznit. We're currently looking for contestants for next year's Who Wants to Be the Best Shiznitter Ever Championship 2021. A shout out to our sponsors this month. And also, we have Patreon. It is only $1 at www.patreon.com/shootingtheshiznit without a G. A big thank you and a shout out to Bob McGee at Pro Wrestling Between the Sheets and Gene Jackson at localstolegends.com. You can reach us on Twitter at comicbookmarkBT, Instagram BT Shooting the Shiznit without a G, Facebook Shooting the Shiznit with a G, and we're also at Cool Kids Wrestling and MMA Talk. You gotta ask to get in. If we don't like you, we'll kick you out. That's right. And you can get all the archives to all the episodes at www.stspod.club. All right, let's do a roll call of my favorite podcast. So my favorite non-wrestling podcast would be Who's Right Podcast, Poor Boys Podcast, The Official Podcast, Man Brain Podcast, My Favorite Murder Podcast, I Am Fat Podcast. And when it comes to wrestling podcasts, check out Suplex City Limits, Talking Shop, and my buddies over there, Richard Josh at P3 Radio. Hey guys, thanks for joining us today. And remember, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.